What up, what up, what up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Hey, everybody. Excuse me. Today is May 26th. I'm coming to you, and I want to get some stuff off my chest, and I seen something on Instagram that made me want to talk about this, and it's really, really important because I've been married, as you know, for 18 years to my wonderful husband. And I know the dating scene is really like a cat and mouse game nowadays. Everybody's about what a person has, and things has totally changed since I was dating and when I met my husband and different things like that. But like I said, like the elders say, it's nothing new up under the sun. You know, everything just being, you know, revised, you know what I'm saying, meant more vamped up than what it was when we were kids. Just like when your parents were kids, they were like, oh, I used to be, you know how that stuff that they say. Anyway, yada yada yada. So I want to let you listen to this audio, and I really want to get a little bit of feedback from it. If you can, if you come across this podcast, you know, hit me up, write a review. I appreciate the love. So here we go. I'm gonna let you hear this review, And we're going to talk about it. We're going to discuss it. Okay, here we go.
I have a boyfriend.
You got a boyfriend. Okay, so are you guys all friends with each other?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so do you guys know her boyfriend?
Yes.
All right, so can you test his loyalty? Is it okay?
Yeah.
All right, so can I have these two girls call your boyfriend on one of their phones and see if they'll be down in Netflix and chill with your boyfriend behind your back? Is it okay?
Yes.
Give him a jingle.
You got the number, right?
Yeah, let me find it.
But are you nervous, though?
No, I trust them.
I'm with Ashley. We're just, like, we're trying to leave, but, like, we don't have a ride.
Y'all can't call an Uber?
No. Can you come get us, and we can, like, maybe hang out or something?
We kind of want to see you.
Yeah, I can do that.
But, like, Gina can't find out. Is that fine?
Yeah, just don't tell her.
Can we, like, come to your house, though, and hang out?
Like, watch a movie, get food or something?
Just make sure you don't tell them.
She said yes.
Are you kidding?
Look,
all right,
give the phone, take the phone.
I thought we were like best friends since like what? Sixth grade?
You're mad at them?
Yeah, I'm fucking
pissed. No, you're mad at your man.
That's your man.
I mean, you guys called him though, like you're literally my best friend. Trash crew, like what the fuck?
No, let's wear a video though. Let's wear a loyalty check. Why are you mad at them?
It's a two-way street.
I told him to call him.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this was, I guess, a loyalty check. They do with these little challenges. You have guys, you know, have these little interviews with random women or people on the street and different things on YouTube. And in this video, he picked these three young ladies. Single white females. Anyway, it don't matter. But he picked these three females and he asked them to do a loyalty check. And she was saying these are her best friends. And she was okay. If you didn't catch it, she said it was okay for them to play this prank on her boyfriend because she trusts her friends. So, the long story short, her friends called her boyfriend. They asked him, could he come and get them from wherever they were? And he was like, okay, can't y'all get an Uber, X, Y, and Z, this and this and this and that, blah, 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 bloop, 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 bloop. They went into a whole spiel like, nah, we want you to come and get us. We want to chill with you. You know, we want to kick it with you. We want to get some food, blah, blah, blah. And he said in the video, he said, don't tell Gina, which is his girlfriend. So, right then and there, that would have clicked in my head that this dude is trifling. First and foremost, why would you tell my friends not to tell me that they want to chill? You, the first thing you should have said, like, you know what, let me call Gina, see if this is okay for me to come and get y'all. Secondly, or you should have been like, nah, I don't feel comfortable with that. That's what I'm saying. But guess what the flip thing is? She got upset with her friends, and this was a prank. This is a prank that she knew that they was going to do. Instead of her checking her man, she checks her friends because she's embarrassed that her man chose them over her. Instead of checking her friends, You see what I'm trying to say? And then, I mean, the girl in the video is beautiful. She's not an ugly chick. She's not ugly. None of them are ugly. But this shows you how women devalue themselves for somebody who do not value them. You gonna check your friends, and they, like, right there in front of you. They're not doing this behind your back. They're right there in front of you, and you're checking them like, oh, how could y'all do this and this and this and that? Like, that is the most craziest shit I ever heard in my life. You should be checking that dude. You should be checking him, not checking your friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. See, this is the thing. This is the thing I feel like. I feel like marriage is something that you have to be ready for. Just like college is something that you have to be mentally and capable of doing. Because you're going to have some challenges. You're going to have days where you look at your spouse and be like, oh, they get on my nerves. You're going to have those days where I can't stand them. Or you're going to have those days where you're not going to be physically attracted to them. Or you don't want to have sex. Or you're going to go through these emotions. But at the end of the day, you got to know if marriage is something that you want to do. You know what I'm saying? So now we live in this day and age that marriage is like almost like, how could I say how marriage is today? Marriage has changed so much that you have women proposing to men because women feel that, I feel, to each his own, but you have women proposing to men. And I feel like if you have to propose to a man, that's something that is generated, like a generational thing that men are supposed to do. Like that's just a culture that men are supposed to just like ask for a woman in marriage, not a woman asking a man in marriage. Then you're willing to take the man's position. You're willing to provide like a man, do the things of a man. That's just how I look at things. I mean, call me old-fashioned, call me whatever, but I just feel like I don't like seeing women propose to men, because I feel like if that man don't love you enough and see the wife qualities in you to propose to you, then you should not even want to marry him. If you have to go over and... I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it, but that's just how I look at things. This is just my opinion. This is just something that I feel. You don't have to agree with me. You know what I'm saying? That's the beauty of to agree and disagree. As long as we have common ground, respect each other's opinions and respect each other's views, we can disagree. We can agree to disagree. But I just feel like I don't like seeing women propose to men. I don't like seeing it. It makes me feel like damn, he don't love you that enough. He allowed you to do that. Like, if, I mean, I'm not a man, but if I were a man, that would make me feel some type of way. That would make me feel less than a man, that my woman feels that she feels that I'm not going to do it, so she's going to do it. Like, okay, well, if being that he's not going to do it, we've been together for 3 years or so on, let me go on and go out here and buy this dude a ring and let him know I want to get married to him. And then you're putting the pressure on a man because now he feels like, damn, I don't want it. Just like how sometimes women feel like men do that to them, but I feel like nobody should waste nobody's time. First and foremost. And I was looking at this movie the other day on YouTube. Shit, I wish I could remember it, but I will try to come back to it if I do know it. It was a movie where a group of black singles was talking about marriage and different things and how men have to lie and this, and women make men lie and different things like that, which is bullshit. So I'm gonna tell you about this. It was a young man at a table, and a woman was sharing her story about her experience with a dude who came out, like, she found out that he was gay. She walked in on him having sex with another man, and she kind of used those words that people should use, and, you know, the man at the table kind of got upset. He kind of got offended, like, oh, those words you saying, punk, fag, and all that kind of stuff, you shouldn't be saying that, this and this and that, and everybody was looking at him like, why is he getting upset? Because he did not reveal that he was bisexual, so he sleeps with men. So to say that, he was like, see, you women, this is what he said, you women make it hard for men to be honest with you. No, we do not. You know what the problem is in this world? You know what the problem in every human being is? that's selfish, the first thing they will, like, okay, if you're a type of person, if you're a type, okay, when you first meet a person, y'all go on a date, whatever, and y'all talking about y'all likes and dislikes, tell me a little bit about yourself. That right then and there is the opening door for dialogue, and that for that person to say, I agree with what you do and I don't agree with it. This is not something that I'm looking for. I don't want to deal with it. But no, people lie. Men and women lie. When it's something a person wants from somebody, they're not going to disclose things that they don't want you to know, because they feel like if I tell this person this, they may not like me. So you're making a choice for that person. And that's the point that I'm trying, the point that I'm trying to make is that a lot of times, like, a lot of times, a woman, a straight heterosexual woman, does not want to sleep with a bisexual man. Okay? You cannot get upset and call somebody a homophobe because they do not agree with sleeping with a bisexual man. Okay? Now, you could tell a woman till you blue in the face, like, oh, when I'm with whoever I'm with, I'm with whoever I'm with. But you got to understand, in a woman's mind, we thinking about you sleeping with a man. That's what we're thinking about. That is what we're thinking about. We're not thinking about you sleeping with a woman. We're thinking about you sleeping with a man, and how the stigma that comes behind that. It's nothing towards you per se, but you should not make that decision for me because you want to sleep with me or you want something from me. You feel like if I tell this woman that I am bisexual and I like sleeping with men, that I'm not going to get with her. Now, we live in a day and age that anything goes. I'm starting to see a lot, especially in the Black community, I'm starting to see a lot of polyamorous relationships in the Black community. I'm starting to see a lot of that. I'm starting to see a lot of those things that were taboo for the Black communities. They're starting to tap into that. So it's things out here, people, it's stuff out here that people are down with. You can't get upset with a person that's not down with that. You can't get upset if somebody don't like cats and you like dogs. That means that, you know what I'm saying, you can't get upset with people who don't agree with you, what you agree with. Because me personally, if a man told me, if I was single, a man told me like, hey, you know, I like you, I'm feeling you, I just want to be straight up with you. I you know, I do date men, I do like men, and da da da. Now, right then and there, that man right there told his truth to me. I'm not going to judge him. And that's the thing with women, we have to get better with. I'm not going to judge him. I'm not going to say, hey, okay, well, you know, this and that. I'm going to be like, I appreciate you telling me the truth, but that's not my cup of tea. And I don't feel comfortable dating you because I'm afraid that my fear is that I'm going to always have trust issues with you. Like, are you going to be dabbling into this and dabbling into that? So I prefer us to just to be friends and be cool. See, that's my choice. You let me make my choice. You didn't make the choice for me. And I think a lot of people have an issue with that. That they're so selfish that they choose your choices for you instead of you choosing the choice for you, because they don't want to feel rejected. And I feel like that's unfair. And that's why a lot of diseases and a lot of fucked up shit people, you know, are going through, messing with married people and people who have secret lives and stuff like that. It's like we live in a day that I hate to say it, that we live in the new Solomon Gomorrah. If you don't know what that is, look it up in the Bible. I'm not finna give you a Bible lesson, but this is the new Solomon Gomorrah. And I feel like it's just that anything fucking goes. You know what I'm saying? People can cancel you for saying the wrong thing. You don't have an opinion. If you have an opinion, then if you say the wrong thing about gay people, then you're homophobe. If you don't agree with certain things, if you say something about Jews, you're anti-Semitic. It just, if you say stuff about Black people, you're racist. If you have an opinion about Black people, you're racist. The list goes on and on and on, where people can get canceled for the simplest things. And I feel like, don't get me wrong, I feel like people that make mistakes, that say the fucked up shit, they need to be reprimanded, they need to be taught, they need to be, let them know that it's not cool, and let them learn from it. But don't keep them shackled to that. Don't keep up bringing up shit from their past or this and this and that. Oh, like okay, for instance, I don't know if a lot of people, y'all don't know this, but Jeffree Star, right? Jeffree Star is a non-binding gender makeup artist. He's a YouTube star. He makes makeup. He's a white male, and he makes, I mean, well, like I said, he makes makeup and whatever, and he had some videos back in the day when he was a young youth. I'm not condoning anything that he did, but he was young, and he said some disrespectful things about the African American. He said the N-word on a video or something like that, and I think it was like this was a long time ago. I think when YouTube first started up, and it came about. And people start checking his ass about it because a lot of black people bought his makeup and supported him and different things like that. So it's like they checked his ass, and he apologized. He explained himself. He said, you know, this was something that I was ignorant and I was wrong for saying it. And a lot of people have the right to change, just like a KK member. If a person is racist, if they was born in a community that was racist. Now, listen to me. This young Caucasian boy was raised in a racist family and was taught certain things all the way up until his adulthood. And all he knew is what his family taught him. All he knew was in that city that he lived in. All he knew was in that house. So let's just say he gets older and he starts to venture off into school and sees more cultural things with black people and the Asians and Latin and different things. But he's keeping this secret about him because he knows that if people find this stuff out about him, he knows that there's going to be an issue. Okay? So let's just say that he finds let's say that his roommate is black. This is ironic because that's how the universe works. Let's just say his dorm mate is a black guy, and he's nice, and he's smart, and he's educated. He's all those great things that he does not know about. He needs help with math, and just guess what? The black boy is a genius in math. Let's just say. So he gets to talking to the boy. Now, he's been standoff, he's been cordial with him, but he finds out that this black boy is a genius in math and helps him, and he finds out all these different things. So his views start to shift. His views start to shift from what his parents taught him about black people, because now he's seeing something in a life for himself. So now we cannot judge him for his past. We only can judge him for his past if he continues to live in his past. You get what I'm trying to say? So that's what I'm trying to say. It's like we always, like with this thing with cancel culture, I know I'm speeding up on different things, but that's just how I operate. When things pop in my head, I speed through it like a speed bump, okay? So what I'm trying to say is that this cancel culture that America has is like, you can't say certain things, or if they find something on you or they see something in your past, they're quick to just, oh, he said this, or people are easy to quickly lose jobs and endorsements and different things like that. Instead of just finding out about it, okay, and finding out what that person's views is and understanding that everybody is human and they make mistakes. And that's the thing about humanity is that we can learn from our mistakes and grow from those things. But people don't know how to let things go because this world is built on evil. You get what I'm trying to say? This world is built on evil, and they want to see people hurt. Hurt people hurt people. I remember Martin said, hurt people hurt people. So I'm just letting you know. I'm not saying, like, for instance, Biden got into office and signed an Asian hate bill for Asians. And we've been here for 400 plus years on this earth, and we're done. I'm not saying the Asian community didn't go through anything discriminating, but at the same time, how you think that make the people that help build this land and help build things in the United States and shaped it, our culture, everything, food, different things, how you think that make Black America feel when you choose one race over another And that brings in dividends. So you got to be careful with our government, because that's set up for us to keep being divided. I'm not saying Asians don't stand with Black Lives Matter. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying that we are superior over any other race. But I feel like we have not been able, our government have not taken care of us in a way where we should feel safe in America. You know, I should never have to feel not safe, my husband getting pulled over by the cops and different things like that. It's just like, I mean, the police, don't get me wrong, I met some nice police officers. I met some wonderful police officers in my lifetime, and I'm not going to put that scrutiny on them. Like, just like how y'all said one bad bus, like a lot of people look at Black people sometimes, one bad Black person does something, they look at us as a whole. It's that we are that type of person. So if y'all don't want, cops don't want us looking at them like that, then they need to change the scenario. Change it. I'm not saying that y'all don't put your life on the line and y'all don't dedicate your life to serving the community, but y'all have to change the scenario of we should not have to fear the police. Nobody should have to fear the police. The only people that should be fearing the police is criminals. Regular taxpayers should not feel threatened, should not feel afraid of police officers, especially Black people. But we are. I mean, I get anxiety anytime a police officer get behind our car because I'm scared. I'm wary. I don't even want to go through the hassle. I don't want to even go through the exchange with them, you know? But, I just want to say thank you again, everybody, my listeners and my loyal listeners. I appreciate you. Y'all can leave me a message. Please just show me some love. Let me know. Add me, please. I'm trying to build up this commentary. I'm trying to get better at my craft. And I appreciate you guys listening and showing me love. I really do. And like I said, I hope that I tapped into some things that you probably was thinking about or heard or seen. And hey, throw me some topics. You know what I'm saying? Send me a message. Throw me some topics. Let me know that you heard me. I really, 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 really appreciate it. All right. So peace out. I want to say I thank you again, Anchor, for making this platform. And I'll talk to you guys later. Peace out.